Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. These days, if you turn west and first south between 2nd and 3rd West, you'll encounter all that is left of the old Salt Lake neighborhood, known as Japan or Japanese Town. Today, only the Salt Lake Buddhist Temple and the Japanese Church of Christ stand as reminders of the neighborhood that served as the focus of the city's Japanese-American community. The rest of what had been Japantown was demolished in 1966 to make way for the Salt Palace. The thing was, Salt Lake already had a Salt Palace, a giant building built in the Beaux-Arts style that commanded the block between State and Main on Ninth South. Built by one of Utah's premier architects, Richard Kledding, the old Salt Palace was topped by a monstrous dome and hosted a variety of popular entertainments, including bicycle races, dances, plays, and concerts. By the late 1950s, however, many of Salt Lake's influential citizens began clamoring for a new civic auditorium that could inject the city with new life. Preliminary plans called for a coliseum at the state fairgrounds, though an advisory committee eventually settled on a parcel of land owned by the LDS Church, where today's Salt Palace now stands. According to historian Linda Sillitoe, Salt Lake County was given a 50-year lease on the land at $1 a year, and the LDS Church was given exclusive use of the facility for as many as 24 days each year. What Salt Lake City lost in the deal was a vibrant community full of laundries, restaurants, fish markets, and cultural venues. There is new talk, however, about reviving Japantown, and just this year the City Council renamed the old 100 South Block west of the Salt Palace, Japantown Street. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a joint production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at utahhumanities.org.